I'm speaking today with Mike Laster, who's a candidate for the new District J. Mike, why are you running for this office?
Well, let me thank you for giving me this opportunity to visit with you and those who might listen to this interview. I'm running for this office for the new District J because this is my home. And I have lived in Southwest Houston for the last 26 years and specifically lived in District J for the last 14 years. I came to Houston to go to attend the University of Houston's law school. And when I was there, I fell in love with the city and decided to stay and make my career here. And as soon as I could, I purchased my first home in the Sharpstown area in 1997. And as soon as I did that, I got immediately involved and active in my community. So this is my home and this is my community. I've been working very hard for the last 14 years plus in Southwest Houston to try to make not only Sharpstown but the whole area a better, more definitively cleaner, safer place. And I think I have demonstrated that through my work on the Civic Association Board, this representing the 6,800 homes of Sharpstown, and all the ways that we try to protect our neighborhood. The work in being a founding board member of the Greater Sharpstown Management District, and as you've followed along, Charles, we've put 8 additional constables on the ground supplementing the work of the HPD. We have cleaned up over 3,000 graffiti sites within the last couple of years, which comes against the gang activity. And we have put $1 million aside for the rebranding of Southwest Houston, and that's beginning to happen, not only in signage, but in beautifications. Because of my work there, both Mayors White and Parker have asked me to serve on the Greater Sharpstown, or on the Sharpstown Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone, and it's been a pleasure to be that and be on that board to help the community's business leaders set aside monies for economic development. One of the things that I was proud to do is to be able to preserve that money in Southwest Houston. We now have a project plan that provides for up to between $80 and $90 million worth of economic development dollars, and we're soon to come online with a new Bel Air redevelopment project of about $20 million plus. So, in short, I've been real busy over the last 14 years. I'm proud of Southwest Houston. I'm proud of the people. I'm proud of its diversity. And I'm running to be able to protect the gains that we've made in Southwest Houston and to further those gains.
Okay. You ran for District F in 2009 before District J existed. What would you say you learned from that experience?
Well, I learned, number one, that the people of Southwest Houston are fantastic, and they have a world vision, and they have a future vision that I believe is going to lead the rest of this city in economic development. You know, I think I've shared with you before that District J is the most ethnically and economically diverse portions of this city. There are folks that really use this district as an Ellis Island for this city. They came from all over the world. And I believe that that is the kind of vibrancy that brings enormous opportunities for this city in international markets and development and the kinds of flavor personally and business-wise and as a culture for this city that's going to develop a stronger city moving forward in the future. So the essence of what I've always known and learned about Southwest Houston is that our diversity works and we're strong and we are leading the rest of the city.
All right, so you talk a lot about economic development. I take it that's what you see as one of the top priorities for District J. What else do you see as a priority for District J?
Economic development clearly is one of those ongoing projects. Really, there are 4 main issues that I see. Ongoing public safety issues, making sure that HPD and the fire department is funded to the capabilities and making sure that their capabilities within District J in particular are augmented and maintained. Economic development comes thereafter. I believe that a safe community, that's the reason we've worked so hard to bring down crime in Southwest Houston, a safe community is a community where businesses and people want to thrive. So the economic development factor fits in. Next, infrastructure reinvestment. This portion of the city is aging out like other portions of the city. We've got to have the capacity to be able to rebuild our streets and our bridges and our roads and our underground and above ground infrastructure. And then finally, I think just the very nuts and bolts basic aspect of what a district city council person does it, and that is quality constituency services. Responding to the needs of the community on a day-to-day basis, making sure that the unglamorous parts of the job get done, whether it's the trash getting picked up or stray animals taken care of or intersections that are broken, those kinds of things.
Okay. Obviously, the big issue the city has been dealing with this past couple of years has been the budget. Revenue is down. City's recent budget for this fiscal year included $100 million in cuts, laying off 747 city employees. What is your assessment of the budget that council just passed?
Well, it is the budget that council just passed, and let me just give a tip of the hat both to council and to the mayor, because I think they have gone through a hard period of time. They've had to make some tough choices. I think we will have tough choices going forward for the next couple of budget cycles. Some folks have asked, is it an adequate budget? Is it an acceptable budget? I think it is the budget that we have in relationship to the dollars that we have coming in. And I think that we're just going to have to continue to make some tough choices. And I would like to be at the table being able to protect the needs of the neighborhood against the choices we're going to have to make.
Do you believe that going forward, the city's priorities need to include restoring services that have been cut and being able to fund them, or do you think that the priority should be to continue to find ways to cut to bring expenses more in line with existing revenues as they are now?
Well, I think in the short term we're going to have to continue to make sure that the services that we provide are in relationship to the dollars that are coming in. So I don't see any short-term increases in taxes or fees or anything like that, because people are feeling pressured across the board in their daily lives, their economic lives. In the long term, I think we need to begin a much more in-depth discussion with the citizens about what do we consider our essential city services and how do we pay for those, particularly infrastructure and the like. So in the short term, I think we're going to have to buckle down and keep on making sure that our services are within the context of the monies that are coming in. And in the long term, I think we have to have an open discussion about where we're going forward.
All right, and that might include raising revenues.
It could. And I think how we enter into that discussion is going to be important. And one of the things that I want to do as a district council member is to bring my voters together and talk with them on an ongoing basis, on an ongoing basis about what do they see are the values of the services that the city provides. And what are they willing to pay for? And I think that's just the kind of job that a district council person has to engage his residents and his citizens.
Okay.
And I look forward to doing that.
All right. Since you've mentioned infrastructure, let's talk about Rebuild Houston, which was on the ballot in 2010 as Renew Houston. Did you vote for the Renew Houston proposition?
I did vote for it. I advocated for it, and I still advocate for it, for the very simple reason that, as I said to you a few minutes ago, our infrastructure in this city is aging out. We're already beginning to see, because of the effects of the drought, 600 to 700 water main breaks. And so dealing with those kinds of ongoing infrastructure issues are going to be important. If we're going to grow this city, we have to have infrastructure to be able to meet the needs of the city, and we have to find a way to pay for that. So, yes, I did advocate for that. I think that that is a program that provides a financial base for us to move forward in the construction. There's been some fits and starts in the beginning of that program, but I think we're going to get all that worked out eventually. It's just a matter of working it out, making sure that the citizens are comfortable with how that works out, and moving forward.
Did you agree with the decision council made to exempt schools and churches from the drainage fee?
I think the stronger argument was for exempting schools and county ongoing public service locations and properties. I think more people have a challenge with the issue of whether we exempt churches. Clearly, the exemptions make a difference on how much the rest of us have to pay. I believe that the mayor has tried to do her best in trying to advocate not only for the costs and needs of the program, but also trying to evaluate and bring people to the table to get a program that works. I'm not 100% comfortable with the exemptions, but they are what they are, and I think we move forward with a, with those monies, and we do the, we make lemonade out of the lemon.
All right. The other proposition that was on the ballot last year was the referendum over red light cameras. Did you vote to keep the red light cameras or to get rid of them?
I voted to keep them, and let me tell you why. For me, it has always been about a public safety issue, and nothing short of that. And I think we've just seen in the reports from the Houston Chronicle yesterday that within the last 2 weeks that the cameras have been working, or at least these are ring citations, on an increase of 3,400 citations within those last 2 weeks. If you look at the most dangerous intersections in which these red light cameras have been placed, a number of them, if not the majority of them, have placed along the Southwest Freeway in the heart of District J. That is a public safety issue. For every one of those incidences, that could have been a death or a maiming or an injury or a pedestrian catastrophe. So for me, it is all about public safety.
So did you... So you agreed with Mayor Parker's decision to leave the cameras on pending the resolution of the legal dispute?
I believe that I think the mayor has had to make a tough choice in relationship to the issues presented for them as a result of both the election and as a result of the judge's ruling that the election was probably invalid. I understand that the mayor's decision was based upon trying to alleviate as much of the economic damages that would have come out of that contract, and so therefore I can see how that might be justified and how city council might move forward on that.
And do you believe that council should try to work towards a settlement with the camera company to get out of the contract, or should stay into the contract till it expires?
I think what's going to happen is that the legal case is going to play itself out, both across the board, both for whether the contract is good or the costs of the contract, and I think we need to see how that works itself through the courts. And then respond accordingly and respond reasonably.
Okay. District J being a new district, the result of the council going through a process to redistrict this year. What was your assessment of the process that the city used to draw the new map?
I think the system worked. I participated in at least some of the public hearings in the Southwest area. I think in the end of the day, the community came together and made some decisions that were right. And I believe we just got word from the Justice Department that those new districts have been accepted, and we move forward as a city, and I'm excited about that process.
Right, so you think that District J that was created was a fair and representative one?
I believe so, yes, for all of the citizens that live there.
Okay. How would you assess Mayor Parker's first term in office? How good a job has she done?
I think the mayor has been given a leadership task during a very tough time in our history. And I think she has done the best that she can with both the finances that she has to work with and the circumstances. One of the jobs that I hope that I'm given by the voters of District J is to share with the mayor what's happening not only in District J but from a citywide perspective. So when I hear things that are, or if I happen to hear things on city council where I can be a positive influence on the mayor to help her in any direction, I look forward to being able to do that. But as I said a couple of different times here, I think the council and the mayor have made some really tough decisions, and I give them credit for that.
Okay, well, let me give you a chance to influence her by asking what do you think should be her priorities for the next 2 years.
I think basic city services, make sure that we maintain those within the budgets that we have, and lay the groundwork for when the economic recovery comes, because we all believe that that's going to come. It's just a matter of time. So as long as we can maintain adequate city services in anticipation of the return of better times so we can build upon those foundations, those are the kinds of tasks that we're going to have at hand.
Okay. And when people go to vote this November, why should they vote to make you the first council member from District J?
Well, I hope that as people prepare for this election and come to know more about Mike Laster, if they don't already know me, I hope they see in me and in my background and my experience not only a depth of commitment to the rebuilding Southwest Houston and District J, but a passion in doing so. I think that Southwest Houston has long needed an advocate at City Hall, and I look forward to being that type of advocate, to working hard with my not only for on behalf of my constituents, but also on behalf of the entire city. I am passionate about the work that we need to do. I hope that the citizens of District J see in me the commitment that that I bring to the table in making sure that the work gets done.
All right. Mike Laster, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much.